LA jails. Her books include When They Call You a Terrorist, Black Lives Matter memoir, and An Abolitionist Handbook, 12 Steps to Changing Yourself and the World. And again today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Democracy Now! Will be live streaming the Belmarsh Tribunal that is being held as pressure is growing on President Biden to drop charges against Julian Assange. He's being held in the Belmarsh prison in London, has been held for almost 4 years. Among those who will be testifying are Noam Chomsky, as well as Daniel Ellsberg. Ben Wisner will also be there, the ACLU lawyer for Ed Snowden. Katrina Vandenhoevel, the publisher of The Nation magazine. I will be co-chairing the Belmarsh Tribunal. Again, you can watch it at democracynow.org at 2 Eastern Standard Time. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much.
You're tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society concert series continuing Saturday, January 21st with Canadian singer-songwriter David Francie. David Francie is a Scottish-born Canadian carpenter-turned-songwriter. The Folk Music Series of concerts continues Saturday, January 21st at 7:30 in the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. The concert series continues through May. Ticket information can be found at kboo.fm under Community Events.
Listening to KBOO Portland. This is The Gap, and my name is Tammy, and with me is Althea Billing.
Hello, hi, good morning.
How are ya?
I'm happy to be here. Happy to have emerged from the fog this morning to make it here on time.
I also am emerged. I'm full troll status right now, but I'm enjoying myself, and I know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm really warm and cozy.
You look cozy.
I'm very cozy.
It's an important thing to be, you know? Especially this time of year.
Yeah, this time, that's all we have. It's that time, those dark mornings.
Yeah. Mm. What else do we have? Mm. Well, this is The Gap, people. Friday talk radio here on KBOO Community Radio. We like to do a two-parter type show, starting out with activist interviews or a local news roundup. Today we got some, boy, do we have some news to talk about.
Yeah, oh, how the plot has thickened.
And stick around for the second half of the show at 8:30. We have our community question, which is when folks can call in and talk to us. We love that segment. We love to hear from you. So stick around for that part of the show as well. News, huh? What's going on? Where do you want to start?
News and views, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Where do I want to start? I know this isn't, I'm coming at you, I'm wild carding right now.
Whoa.
The whole George Santos thing that's happening.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This isn't on our list. But I watched...
It's not even on... is this House of Cards? What am I watching right now? I have to, like, look
I watched a TikTok. It was like a Vice TikTok. that was like, here are the 12 things that he lied about. And it's like, that it goes from like, okay, well, he used another name. I feel like that's the kind of scam where it's like, yeah, got it. He's scamming. He was using another name. But then it's like,
there's more?
Like, but then he's like tweeting that he's like, I didn't kill that dog. And it's like, because under his fake name, he was saying that he was like a pet charity organizer and like stole $3,000 from a GoFundMe for a homeless veteran's cancerous dog.
Oh my God.
And so it's like, I won't let this allegations that I killed that dog distract me. And then after that, he's like, I was never a drag queen. I will not let this distract me. So what is going on with that?
People have a lot of splaining to do.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. You know, if this was on like West Wing or or House of Cards, it'd be like, this is ridiculous.
Right. This is like,
it's like, get Lost, back to Earth.
Lost season 5, where it's just like, oh, this is, what is going, like, no one wants to be in this anymore, you know? I'm speechless.
I don't know how he got 2 committee assignments.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't there a background check?
Not. Also, you know.
Don't let me know there isn't a background check.
Shout out to journalists. You know,
I would go by Lilac. That would be my name. It'd be like, oh, this is a presidential.
This is Lilac.
Miss Lilac.
Lilac is here, and she didn't kill that dog, okay?
So oh, my God, forbid. Anyways, I know that, sorry, the wild card, because it's a wild card story, and I we haven't mentioned it, and I feel like it would be right up our alley. I'm just waiting for a whole expose to really figure out what's going
on. Yeah, this is going to turn into, like, a Hulu documentary. And he's got the goofiest face, and he's like, oh, you know, my family escaped the Holocaust. No, they didn't. They were in Brazil when the Nazis came to power. And he's like, oh, my mom died in the towers on 9/11. And it's like, no, your mom died of cancer in 2016. You tweeted about it. And then he's like, oh, multiple of my employees died in the Pulse nightclub shooting. It's like, no, they didn't.
This is, wow. All right.
I worked for Goldman Sachs. No, you didn't.
Yeah, that's
the only group you did work for is now being investigated by the SEC for a Ponzi scheme. And what does that tell us?
That he did not kill that dog. That's what
liars lie. Mm. He didn't kill that dog.
Get in writing.
Get it in writing. Get it in writing. And here's the thing. Lie about stuff that you can deny. not to come out with a pro-lying stance, because that's not how I feel about it, but
it's like not even a scammer. It's just like, I don't know, it just seems like it's like, what is
pathological.
Are you just trolling? Yeah, like what is
Also just that, like, they'll elect anybody. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm a gay Republican family of Holocaust survivors. And it's like, huh. I don't know that any of those things are... Are you even a Republican? I don't know.
I you know, the shoe has yet to... Well, I mean, the shoes are dropping like flies, I guess. So
something like that. Get it in writing. That's
get in writing. The it's going to keep evolving, devolving, just like some other stories we've been seeing that have been evolving and devolving and so on and so forth here in town. See, we're doing all local stuff today. Good for us.
Yeah, we got a lot of... Well, with a little bit of spice of, hey, what the heck is going on?
It's...
The New York congressman. But well, yeah, let's get to the local. Which one do you want to do first?
We can start with Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
I popped that on there because I've been seeing these flyers around town.
Uh-huh.
And they are exquisite. And
unwanted flyers.
They're the unwanted flyers. Yeah. I don't know if folks have been seeing them around town.
We can put one on our Insta story.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Pop that on there. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Look at us. traveling into the 21st century.
Hello. Did you guys know that sometimes people like to look at stuff you're talking about?
Sure. Imagine if we had a tripod, like really took it to the next level.
Whoa.
Psh.
I'm going to the Marshalls later. Don't get in my way. All right, go ahead.
There is the flyers all around town, and they depict a caricature that resembles Chairman. Wow, Commissioner Dan Ryan. And I got interested. I'm like, oh, these are great flyers, and
it's good graphic design.
Great graphic design. Shout out to the graphic designer. I don't even know. I think it seemed like it was an anonymous flyer, which mm-hmm. I also really appreciate. But it seems as though Dan Ryan granted, or I went over to was it, the Extinction Rebellion website in the Portland chapter, and I read an article by Lynn Handlin.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm not saying that right. And it was basically telling the story of the fact that the city of Portland, or Dan Ryan, on behalf of the city of Portland, granted Zenith Energy a new LUCS, which is, because I was like, what is a LUC? It's a land use compatibility statement, which folks who are in the business of oil or any kind of like large extractions or there's a couple of reasons why you would have to ask for this permit, and one of them includes polluting the water and basically just doing a bunch of bad things to the environment that the local population is not for. So I was thinking to myself, oh well, this is it's a great article, we can also link it. And they showed that Dan Ryan actually tweeted from his official page in 2021, and I quote, "The city of Portland is denying the request from Zenith Energy to issue a land use compatibility statement. The journey to this decision was essential, building the appropriate foundation of understanding and consensus, and the need to consult with tribal governments in the region." And this was in 2021. In March of 2022, they reaffirmed their commitment to clean energy in the future, quote, "in addressing climate change and reducing our dependency on fossil fuels. Ooh, that's an interesting...
Fossil fuels for fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels, okay? That's an interesting slip. it's time to stop kicking our declarations down the road of intentions and start acting with urgency, with the urgency needed in this critical time in history. We know the activities carried out at the site and the fossil fuel production being transported have potential to directly impact tribal territories, cultural resources, and tribal treaty rights." And yet, here we are.
What?
This week, I want to get the date, October, oh, sorry, on October 3rd, so that's just months after that statement was released, and it's still up on the City of Portland's website. The LUC, or the land use compatibility statement, was issued to Zenith in a backroom deal. That's how the author describes it in this article. And Dan Ryan was kind of the spearheader of it. And I was like shocked. How the in March 2022. They said that we know exactly what's going to... We know what Zenith does and the impact that it has, and the communities don't want it. We don't want it. We're standing, you know, up... You know, we're standing aside... we're standing by side of the communities.
Yeah.
And months later, what is it? March, it's the 3rd, April... What, 4 months, 5 months? A couple of months later, boom. In a backroom deal. Again, it's the way the author describes it.
It makes my stomach churn.
Mm-hmm.
Not to like be some kind of idealist with stars in her eyes. I'm going to try to be careful about my language here because I'm feeling upset. But I thought this was the one thing that the city agreed on.
Yeah,
I thought
this was the one thing.
Like since 2019, since the climate strike, since all of this stuff, like Portland has been fighting in court every like 6 months or so. It goes to a different court about Zenith appealing the decision because Zenith was trying to use old permits to ship crude oil through regular neighborhoods in unsafe ways that, like, if an earthquake happened, would be, like, cataclysmic, essentially, both in pollution sense and in, like, explode and everybody around dies kind of sense.
We already have a super fund. Like, it's
we got a couple.
You know, it's not something in the future.
What is going on? I thought this was, like, the one thing that it's like, yeah, screw you, Zenith, you know, like... You can keep fighting for it, but the city of Portland is not going to allow you to do this. And why does Dan Ryan just get to make the deal? I wonder if it's just... I mean, what changed, I guess, is my question. What did Zenith do to change any of this? Why is this, you know, repeated stated commitment to, like, tribal treaty rights and respecting that? Why is that suddenly doesn't matter? Does he just unilaterally... Like, I'm asking questions that I don't have the answers for, so I don't want to just, like, point fingers everywhere, but... What what? What is going on? And here's the other thing, is it, I can tell you for a fact, you go out in the street, you explain what Zenith is, mm-hmm. you're not going to find a lot of people that are like, no, 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 we should be shipping in more crude oil. Mm-hmm. It's not a popular issue. Everybody is against it. So what could possibly sway you as Dan Ryan to change that unilaterally, when also when the city has devoted years worth of resources to fighting this thing?
I mean, they someone wrote that press statement, you know? It's all, yeah, you said it's all
cashing the check.
It makes no sense. I know I can't even drive around with a cup of coffee in my hand with these potholes around town. I can't imagine transporting anything that's of actual, like,
what?
And again, we have a Superfund, you know, like it's not, these things aren't in the future, or maybe there's actual
we have
research on what happens when these chemicals interact with humans and with the environment and with animal, just like with all of our, with our ecosystem. And it's, you know, it ranges from like cancer on people to, you know, like you said, just like just the exposure.
I mean, there's levels.
Yeah.
There's many, many levels of why this is like sickening to have happen. Mm-hmm. One, there is no future with fossil fuels. So let's get out now. Why are we entertaining this? Two, it's absolutely an enormous hazard to Portland and like Oregon communities. It's incredibly dangerous to be doing this. And we don't have to, is the thing. So it's like whether you're on the side of like, let's get rid of fossil fuels, this city should not be building new or permitting new fossil fuel infrastructure, which is entirely reasonable and is something that the city has said that they agree with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they said it in
But it's also unsafe. Even if you don't care about expanding fossil fuel infrastructure, it's wildly unsafe. Polluting the water, exploding people in the neighborhood, okay?
Hmm.
That's what we're talking about. And for what? You know?
I mean, there's...
For an energy source that we don't want or need anymore. Anyway,
No, yeah, I feel you.
It's backsliding, you know?
It's not even
backsliding for a good reason. Is Zenith going to come out and fix the potholes?
Sure.
Like, what did the city of Portland get out of this deal?
I think there...
Other than bootlicking. Sorry,
right,
go ahead.
And also, like, there's been, like, this ongoing rejection of Zenith, and, like, it's been ongoing, so I'm honestly just curious, like, what's up? What changed? Like, how much?
Yeah.
Like, how much? Whoops. What happened, I mean?
Years worth of the community pushing back on this.
And, like,
and people
conversations,
who are,
community mediations,
yeah.
committees, kicking the courts, you know, it's not, it's not, like, and it's not, the city was on board with the communities, and there was, like, I remember
very
this wasn't
clearly.
Long ago, you know?
And it was really, like, the one thing that we can agree about. It really felt that way. That there was, like, at least Portland is working in the right direction when it comes to Zenith Energy. At least there's some kind of consensus about that.
Well, there it is. I wonder if the flyer makers maybe will... it'd be interesting if they end up calling at some point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
But, yeah, I'll definitely keep a close eye on this. And I don't think I would have really gotten into it if I wouldn't have seen the flyers. I mean, you know, maybe eventually once it hit, the news sphere. But, yeah, so just that, you know, on the street, popular education, heck yeah. There it is. That's how you get the word across. I love it. You want to move on to our...
What other... We got a few on here. What do you want to hit next?
Oof, you pick.
Well, okay. So last week, when we spoke, which was Friday, we brought up that Sam Adams quit the mayor's office. And at that point, all that we knew was that he says, I have anemia. I got to go. And we're like, okay. But I did say at that time that the whispers and the word on the street was that might not be the only reason.
I remember I said, no, let's, you know, let
Tammy... Tammy's a real softy, you know?
I saw the picture. It did not look good. I felt really bad. I did. Like,
you're like, you look bad here. You should go, actually. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I felt bad, but Sophie Peel.
Sophie Peel's interview in Willamette Week.
Ooh, spicy interview.
A really good interview.
Very good.
Again, shout out to journalists. The question about the they're like, Sophie asked something. It's like, you know, some people have described you as a shadow mayor. How do you respond to that? And he's like, well, that's a stupid thing to say. She's like, well, it's not a stupid thing to say. Sometimes that is the case. What would you say to that? He's like, no, I'm not the shadow mayor. But would you believe that the shadow mayor was actually fired for bullying female employees? It took a matter of days for every publication in this town to get like 2 years worth of email records of women being like, he's like the would you believe he's not pleasant to work with? And sorry, it's not about not being pleasant. It's much more severe than that.
But I can, it's also the way, tears, humiliated, fearful, that's some of the words that they used to describe the way that specifically the women that were working felt. And it's not like they, which when they were describing in this Oregon Live article that I'm reading, they don't, it's not like the employees didn't tell anyone. Like they told they went through the quote unquote proper channels in reporting this, and still nothing was done. And it's infuriating, and it's indicative of a couple of things. You know, like we know, like, just what is out there in the workplace and male dominated industries and all of that stuff, and how when you're not a specific type of person, it's going to be a little bit difficult for you. And then for some people, you might actually get straight up harassed and intimidated and bullied. And yes. And also, there is something to, and I don't know exactly what happened because I wasn't there and I don't have the details, but there's something to these spaces that are very, where you have to be very polite, where you have to be a certain way, where you're very prim and you're very clean cut, and you embody a lot of these characteristics that suppress dissent in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And you inadvertently, not you personally, you know, like, so in a lot of ways, by not speaking up or not allowing someone to speak up, or by not making a big deal and making us think about something because you don't want to be that person, you're actually co-signing on that on the bully's behavior. You know, like, you're actually saying, you know, I know this person is a little bit X, Y, and Z, but this is just the way they are. So, you know, like, just let it, like, roll our eyes whenever, you know, like, and that... Portland number one in that.
Mm.
Number one contender for that. And I wish we could step a little bit out of that and, like, be okay to, like, get, you know, like, to make a fuss, to make a stink, to stand up in spaces where you don't have to be you know, dying on the floor for someone to say, hey, maybe we can get some medical help for this person. Like, it doesn't have to get to that point where there is someone on someone's neck, like, killing them, you know, like, these are the kind of preemptive measures that allow people who think that bullying and this type of behavior is not, like, this person was in a position of power.
Yeah, a lot of it.
How did this person get in a position of power and no one has ever noticed this before? And, like, people have noticed this, but it, you know, like, when, like, anytime that you don't speak up, you're co-signing. You are co-signing on this behavior. That's all I've got to say.
I mean, yeah. I think, there's at least, like we're saying, get it in writing. Make sure there's a paper trail, you know? Part of this is also, there's multiple stories like this right now, including a lawsuit that was unsealed at Nike about harassing women there, bullying and discrimination and pay discrimination and stuff. But the mayor's office knew of these complaints since October 2021, at least six different women, and it didn't come to a head in January until he was extremely unprofessional, condescending, and a jerk to two lawyers from the city attorney's office, at which point the city attorney was like, this is happening, so he's gonna either be fired or forced to resign.
How is that even, like,
But it's like watch out for the attorneys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But it's also like, how did it? And I'm not like trying to like victim blame it anyway. It's
no.
The environment helped perpetuate this. This isn't like a person wielding a something that's like, if you speak up, I'm going to, you know, it's like, or maybe people do feel like there was like a metaphorical whatever.
I mean, they
held
were talking
neck,
about like
know.
An exodus of women from the mayor's office.
Well,
I mean, it's also just like
that's how we get George Santos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All the good women are gone. But like, yeah, whose job is it to hold somebody accountable, you know?
It
might be everybody who's doing the exit interviews as people are quitting, and they're like, yeah, Sam Adams harassed me. I don't want to be the person to try to take him down, but that's what's happening.
It's always up to the people who've been victimized to get themselves organized and together, and it's like but then there's so many people are like, oh, well, we support you. You don't support if you don't. You know, why are the victims having to put together, you know what I mean? Like, put together, like, evidence, you know? Like, if you support, then help the victims put together the evidence. Do the admin work. Do the legwork, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
and
not...
I mean, you and I have been in situations where, I mean, I think it also just, like, we ought to reinforce saying now, like, one, speaking up is super important, but also, like, talking to your coworkers and understanding what they're also going through. Like, that was super powerful for us in our union experience. It's like, we're not, we are not each an island, you
and
know?
And it definitely feels like that. And it that's the thing, like, not talking about it, it's again, like a type of co-signing, you know, of like, this environment is, I agree, I approve of this environment because I'm here and I'm not trying to change it in any way, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be intimidating, like, I get it, I'm not, you know, and I feel, I might be coming off a little too, like, high and mighty, and also, passive aggressive, it's aggressively passive is also a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, like, and there's also evidence in what they got in the public records request that, like, the complaints or whatever didn't ever, like, did they reach Sam Adams? Did he, like, get talking to from HR about, like, hey, you need to, this is, like, people are really uncomfortable when you absolutely fly off the handle and imply that they can't do their job because you came to a meeting late and unprepared.
I wish someone would.
That's not acceptable. You need to stop it. This is like a written warning. Like, progressive discipline is important, and I think we can agree on that it's not, like, one and done, you're fired. But it's like there, this paper trail, this understanding of, like, I don't know. I do have here one other thing I'm interested in is, why did the mayor's office allow him to spend a week saying that he has, I mean, he probably really does have anemia, but that, like, oh, my anemia, I really got to go. And my husband made me quit. You know, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Why did they let him say that for a week? And then as soon as the public records request cleared, the mayor's office released a statement. Yeah, we forced him to resign because he was harassing people. Or he was being really... He was being a jerk. He was being someone really bad to work with. I am looking at Willamette Weeks had some readers respond. Big Mountain Fudge Cake on Reddit says, epic and hilarious that Ted just threw him under like that. Very hot drama indeed. Mm-hmm. And then PDX Tech on Reddit said, I'm starting to think Ted Wheeler is a bad mayor and not surrounding himself with the best people. Which I thought you would think is funny. It does seem a little bit like, I mean, maybe this is the cutthroat world of politics, is when do you flip on your main guy? Because Ted Wheeler is the one that brought Sam Adams back, you know? Resurrected him from the grave, you know? But here's my question. Will this keep Sam Adams out of Portland politics for good? Because it's not his first scandal. It's not the first thing that has been bad that he did at the in City Hall. So,
well, if it's an elected position, then are the voters going to co-sign? Opportunity to not co-sign.
Yeah, no more co-signing, people.
Yeah, not if you don't. Yeah, yeah. I don't have anything witty to. I'm a little bit tired.
It's okay, but I thought you would enjoy that.
Get it right. I'm starting.
We I'll just briefly mention the Nike lawsuit.
Yes, please.
There's a new Oregon Live article about this unsealed documents in this Nike lawsuit. Widespread complaints of harassment and pay disparities for women employees. $11,000 a year. There's a lawsuit against them. In 2018, a bunch of like top executives and people were fired or resigned.
Mm.
This is tied to that.
Mm.
Of a real kind of boys club attitude, a real kind of like being bad at your job, being rude, unkind, unprofessional to the women that are doing their job, and then also getting paid $10,000 a year more.
It's like the mass exodus of women from Portland institutions.
Mm. Can I read you just the very beginning of the article? It was a classic Nike ad, a celebration of women and sports in conjunction with International Women's Day that was so inspiring and beautifully shot it could bring tears to your eyes. Quote, one day, we won't need a day to celebrate how far we've come, a young female narrator states in the voiceover. We won't need a day to prove we're just as strong and fast and skilled. The 2021 campaign made no mention of the fact that a group of women employees were suing the company, alleging widespread sex discrimination, harassment, and $11,000 per year gender pay gap. It didn't say that for 3 years Nike had been fighting, waging a fierce courtroom fight to keep a trove of internal documents under seal and out of the public eye. Juxtaposition. I like it.
It's art. It's artistic.
It's a little bit of art, actually.
Embarrassing.
Tough time to be a woman, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that maybe, you know, people who left there can make their own brands or something, but you know, it'd be interesting to see. Just when I think that it's like two steps forwards, 18 steps back.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. I won't even go into my whole thing about menstrual products. I did write it down
here. It's a PDA.
PFAS.
PFAS,
yeah.
Can
I just say it really quick? Yeah, because then we're going to say the good news and then we're going to move on.
We're going to end with good news.
I got so angry the other day because there were these period panties called Thinks that were really popular, really like promoted online and stuff, that were basically underwear that would like absorb menstruation. And now that company is settling a lawsuit because they have toxic chemicals called PFAS in them that cause infertility. So they're settling with a lot of people that use their product. A pretty bad settlement, I would say, in terms of people who used them are not getting a lot. But then also people on Twitter were pointing out, you know, the alternatives, that if you're not using organic pads, then you're also poisoning yourself. Even if you use organic tampons, you can still get toxic shock, which like I haven't really thought about toxic shock since I was like a teenager and really like looking through all the papers.
Right.
Like,
I remember that. Yeah.
Long amount, like a huge amount of paper, a huge amount of warnings. Anytime you buy a box of tampons, I would encourage you, if you haven't in the past, check it out. There's a lot of warnings for people who don't really have an option. And then come to find out that menstrual cups are also, which are often a more sustainable solution because you're not, you know, single use.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's the suction can cause, and I'm going to use clinical terms here, can cause organ prolapse.
Wait.
Through the vaginal canal. So what are we supposed to do?
Hey, let it all hang. That's what I'm doing.
Put a towel down. Let's go free bleed in the streets. You know,
no sharks went on the ocean.
I was skeptical of people, but I got so frustrated. This week, it's like you're gonna get harassed at work. You're gonna get poisoned for the basic bodily functions that society requires you to manage in a particular way.
And not for free.
Oh my god.
It's just so bizarre that it's like not. It's like so many. It's like it's not like just a. Let's say
50% of the population.
Yeah, it's just like so many people use this.
Why
like,
is
this
it okay to poison 50% of the population?
And these what do you call PBOTs? What is it?
PFAS.
PFAS. It sounds like a shoe that Nike would make.
Well, yeah, I'm sure their shoes Nike have PFAS. It in them. It's like this awful byproduct. I can't get too deep into it because I'll just get really upset.
Well, it's just good. Thank you for letting the good people know.
I just wanted to inform the folks that stuff's happening. But we got a win, okay? We're ending on a win, and then we're going to the community question.
Yes.
People, the Newburgh School District policy banning controversial symbols like Black Lives Matter signs and pride flags, it's no more! Let's go!
Oh, and I feel like we've been known this, like when we, this is.
Oh, we spent a lot of times talking about how unconstitutional it was.
And also, the Supreme Court also did in the 60s, you know? But I'm glad that we're getting it in writing.
Get it in
Boom,
writing.
We did it. Know? See, we're already manifesting. Mm, there it is.
Mm. And it's off of last year's theme, which is somebody's going to get sued.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a settlement from, so the ACLU sued, the school district lost because obviously you can't ban those kinds of symbols. They're, you know, free speech, obviously. And then the teachers union also sued because it would apply to teachers as well as a free speech issue. And part of the settlement with the teachers union, somebody's going to get sued, is that they have to rescind or amend it. And then in the meeting most recently for the school board, they said, we're rescinding it. We're not changing it. It is, quote, no more.
And they did have to pay for the...
Oh, yeah, they're paying the union legal fees, too.
So there it is.
Does that make up for the anguish and stupidity that folks had to endure for about a year and a half, 2 years? No, but hooray, free speech prevails.
I mean, not right now, because folks are probably angry and maybe are, like, you know, being angry about it. But this makes me feel like a little bit like it's like, oh, there's another place in Oregon that I can go to and maybe not feel super not safe.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, another little bright light of in That's Oregon.
Not ostracizing students.
Yeah, you know, like, and it's only going to get, I mean, I really hope that the law and the community, it just seems to seem as though the people's well, or the most marginalized people's well was protected. So yeah. I'm glad. And we have a lot of, yeah, we've talked about this a lot on the show and kind of been following this as it's developed. And I'm glad it's done, you know?
I'm glad it's over.
They did describe this as a bittersweet victory.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to imagine what people had to go through. But boom.
Definitely one of those things where it's like, are we really fighting about this right now?
We really have to do this again?
And they're like, no, we're banning all political symbols. It's like, really? Well, you only named two.
And right? It's
what other flags do you not want people to show? Could you name one? No, you can't. It's just those
name
two.
Name five Got songs.
It. Name a woman.
Anywho's.
Anyways.
Is that all we have for the first? Yeah, I think that's it for
that's
the first
our news
part.
Roundup. Coming up now is going to be our community question. This is The Gap Talk Radio Fridays with Althea and Tammy on KBOO Portland. We're going to take a quick musical break and then we'll be right back. So stay with us.
Are back here on the Boo KBOO The Gap. My name is Tammy and with me is Althea.
Hi.
Part two of the show.
Part two.
Here is where we open up the phone line to you, the listener, to become a caller.
Become a caller.
Transform into a caller by answering our community question of the day.
We started thinking about Transformers. I'm like, zip, 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 zip. Now I'm a caller. Do you want to introduce it?
Oh, it's
I can do it. Yeah, folks, we're in the depths of January. Okay, can I say the depths?
Yeah,
we're deep in it now.
I'll let it.
And I don't know about you, but I could use a little something to look forward to. So that's our question today. What is something that you're looking forward to? We're sharing. Maybe it's a big thing. Maybe it's a small thing. Maybe you packed something really good for lunch today. If so, we would love to hear about it. 503-231-8187.
503-231-8187 is the phone number.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to?
Is there anything that you're looking forward to coming up, or any?
Well, I'm getting to see some family this weekend.
Oh, so fun.
I'm looking forward to that. Maybe getting to play in the snow a smidgen. That's gonna be. I mean, look, hey, we get to do this show on Friday. You mm-hmm. want to say that you're ready? You're ready for the freaking weekend.
Ooh.
You know, we're just about there. What are you looking forward to? What's coming up? 503-231-8187.
I'm looking forward to summer.
Oh yeah, I'm always looking forward to summer.
Yeah. Number one, I'm also looking forward to dinner.
Ooh. You cooking? What are you gonna have?
I didn't even think about it yet, but I'm hoping it's something good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope for myself. I'm always looking forward whenever I'm out to go back home and see my dog.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. That's good. We're going to that Civic Information Hub conference.
Oh, right. Yes.
In like a couple weeks. That's going to be exciting. You were mentioning, like, you know, finding things to look forward to, especially because I think, like, I don't know, a lot of the popular ethos of January is like, look ahead to the new year and change everything about yourself. It's hard to be motivated to change everything about yourself. In fact, I think that if you're going to try to make a big change, maybe trying it in springtime is a better idea. But having something to look forward to in what I like to call the cold dark time and then the depths of it when you know it's not going to be done until March, like what are some things that you're looking forward to? Maybe there's an event coming up that you're excited about. I know I have tickets to a couple things that
oh fun
in like March and April, which is like just far enough away that sure. I like forget about it, but I'm like, oh yeah, that's happening. I should make sure that I don't double book myself
when
3 months from now.
When venues started to open up again, I just got tickets to, I'm just like, I don't care if this is like, and also it's a little cheaper, you know, when it's so far ahead. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm getting tickets like 6 months ahead and 3 months ahead, and I've never done it. I'm always just like at the door type of person.
Mm.
But it was like really nice because I have my big calendar and I was like marking it down. I'm
yeah.
like, all right, I do have this thing that's happening this weekend. Oh, this is so fun.
It's also like for me as someone who doesn't look more than a month ahead, it's like a big surprise when I flip
calendar.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I have plans this month. Like people want to see me. I'm going to go do stuff. Like that's so cool.
503-231-8187. What are you looking forward to? We'd love for you to share with us, and maybe we'll be looking forward to it also.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I think it's also just like, because whatever you're looking forward to, I'm like, that's a great thing to look forward to. Maybe I have something like that that I can look forward to. And just, you know, I'm doing a handshaking motion that you guys can't see, but that's the best way to describe.
You're shaking your own hand.
I'm shaking my own hand. I'm miming it. Does it look good from over there?
Wouldn't it be this? Yeah, that's a handshake.
That's better.
I don't know what that is.
I think that I'm trying to do the emoji.
I'm looking forward to teach Althea how to shake someone's hand.
Yeah. No, I can't shake my own hand good, but my dad impressed upon me very forcefully from a young age that you, when you shake hands, I'm going off on a tangent, that you really stretch your thumb out so that your little web of skin there is taut, and then you go in hard because you want to just sort of try to hurt the other person just a little bit because that asserts dominance.
This is exactly probably what the folks at Nike are doing and making people not want to work there.
You know
anymore.
No, I'm kidding. But the worst is when you come in with like a good, strong, firm handshake and somebody gives you, they go
a cat paw.
Yeah, they give you a cat paw that's just like soft and wet. It's like, why is your hand so wet? Why are we now in a pose where I'm like gonna kiss your hand? We just met. Like I don't know what's happening right now. Sometimes you gotta really like cajole them into like, no, hey, shake my hand like a normal person, please.
I've stopped giving handshakes. I'm just like, no, this is COVID. I don't want to touch
anyone.
Yeah,
that's true.
What's the
dominance with like an elbow touch or
there's
a
this thing. But whenever people try to give me a handshake, I do this like that fist bump, and then if they try to do a fist bump, I curl it with my hand.
That's great. We love doing those bits.
I like never
turkey.
Let them know what you're doing. What's a turkey?
Oh, if they're gonna high five you, you go like this with your hand with like a thumbs up.
Oh, that's nice.
Or you can.
I like to feed the chicken.
Or you know, fist bump, blow it up. Mm. Nobody's blowing it up anymore. Well, fist bumps, I mean. Hello.
Looking forward to giving you a fist bump after the show.
Yeah, we can do all the fist bump jokes that I knew when I was in middle school. Do you want to call us about that? You can, but we're asking people what you're looking forward to. 503-231-8187. I also will give a quick shout out from our quick mailbag segment.
Ooh, mailbag.
A shout out to Meredith and John on Instagram, who responded to our question last week, which was, what's your favorite song lyric? And I put together, might I say, a lovely highlight of some of the songs that people mentioned as that have lyrics that they really like on air. And I added other people's responses. It's in our Instagram highlights if you missed it.
Oh my gosh.
Follow us on Instagram at The Gap Radio.
That's where it lives. Thank you so much, Meredith.
You can also
and John.
Send, if you want to just send us a message on there, I'll also, I would read it now.
Look at that. I'm telling you, we're stepping into the 21st century, and I'm looking forward to all of that. I look forward to our show every week.
I do too.
I hope that other people do also. But even if they don't, it's nice to be here and to talk with you. And also like to hear people when they call the phone line at 503-231-8187. What are you looking forward to? What's about to happen around town that you're maybe a part of, or maybe are organizing, or maybe it's a birthday or something and you want to let folks know so that they don't forget.
Yeah.
If there's any January birthdays, I hope that they are right smack in the middle of the month. Don't forget it. People have birthdays.
Check the calendar. As someone who's today needs to mail out a couple birthday presents that are 2 to 3 months late, it's good to be ahead of that kind of thing. Make sure you're updating this year's calendar with people's birthdays.
2023.
Yeah. Is there any way I can mail something back in time so that it's on time instead of when I got around to it? Asking for a friend. Let me know what you think.
Made a movie about that.
Maybe. Oh, did they?
I think it was Sandra Bullock.
The Blind Side?
No, it's like the... Why? They say Sandra Bullock. Everyone always says The Blind... She has other movies.
I know. I was doing a bit. I'm sorry.
I'm looking...
Sandra Bullock male movie. M-A-I-L. I will look it up.
I am looking for... I'm trying to... Trying to get introspected.
Lake House?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to...
Keanu Reeves.
Getting better at music stuff.
Oh.
I have a couple of pedals and I'm trying to figure out how to make weird music with it.
That's fun.
Mostly I'm getting feedback, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's all about position.
I right now am kind of poised in between two big craft projects. So I'm like looking forward to wrapping up one and like getting on to the next one.
Do you... See, I guess I also think about like, you know, what you're looking forward to versus what you're like... anxious about. You're like, what are you looking forward to? Because I think like, oh, I'm looking forward to getting this done with, you know. But
yeah.
I guess we're asking this question more in like a positive way.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like, I don't know, it depends on what you know yourself to get anxious about, I guess. But I think looking forward to something is like, that is something that I think is gonna fill me up. I'm gonna learn something new. And I think you can always spin it of like, well, I like that, you know, as much as I'm dreading that I have to finish this project or I have this deadline, it's like, I'm looking forward to the other side of it, the hour after I get it done, that night when I get to take a fabulous sleep.
The kind of person you'll be at the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to get over
thinking
this hump.
About future you.
Mm.
You know? Invest in them.
Mm.
Now I'm sounding like a motivational podcaster. And it's January, which is like, it's just extra cringe to be a motivational podcaster in January. So I apologize for that.
It's like a personal setup move, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you really have to commit or else you're like, your whole brand is like not going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. It's sink or swim in the motivational podcast world. And I don't know that I can. I mean, I can swim. And I'm very motivated to swim because I enjoy doing it. But in the metaphorical sense, I don't know if I have it in me.
Maybe you need to listen to more motivational podcasters and then you'd have the motivation.
I feel like I'm okay with my situation. I like the amount I'm getting done right now. I don't want to be too motivated.
Sure.
You know?
Who's just you'll end up having 10 Bugattis and fighting with Greta Thunberg on Twitter.
Yeah, that's motivation. That's what motivation
like
will
peak
get
you. Motivation.
Oh my lord. We didn't even talk about that.
We've 503-231-8187. What are you looking forward to here in the depths of January?
Yeah. Deep January. Is that anything? I'm going to Google that. Can we have that IP?
Yeah, that sounds like a good... I'd watch that band play in a movie. And we do have some callers coming in, so I'm okay. going to grab that real quick.
Deep January is a song, so maybe I'll link that on our show notes. You can always find those at kboot.fm/thegap. We're asking folks today, what are you looking forward to? And you can give us a call. We would love to hear from you. 503-231-8187 is the number. And you can get on air with us and let us know. Big or small, people. You're looking forward to something big? Tell us what the big thing is. If you're looking forward to something small, we love the small stuff too. Let us know. 503-231-8187.
And we have Vera on the line. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, coming in loud and clear.
Nice. Well, just every time this time of year, it's like, it's kind of it can be metaphorical too, but it's the growing season, gardening. Like, this is the time of year where you, like, think about the seeds you're going to buy and start planting, and, you know, all the seeds that are in the ground already are, like, in the dark too.
Mm. Yeah. So,
mm. Yeah. Gardening.
I like that. Are you gardening this year? What are your plans like?
Well, I have, like, a big garden, and I am, like, starting an herb farm, so there's lots of seeding to be done.
Yeah. So yeah. When is the next phase, right? You said this is the kind of planting phase, and then buying seeds, and then planting them. Like, when is that all happening?
Well, planting is happening about now, and then I can start planting some things that, like, cold conditioning, kind of, like, mid-February. Mm-hmm. You plant, like, poppies outside before Valentine's Day is kind of a thing.
Okay.
But, like, other kinds of herbs like to get frozen a few times.
Right.
Before they want to sprout.
Yeah. Well, now's a great time to bring it up, because I am someone who aspires to do more gardening, but I'm often playing catch-up, because I'll be like, oh, it's June. I should start planting stuff now, right? And it's like, no, you might as well wait till next year. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, that's a start, because the gardener's mantra is definitely, like, next year.
next year.
Yeah. But, like, you can always start with something, like, that, you know, like little starts or something.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to do catch up, maybe you do that already.
Yeah. Well, you know, but now I'm thinking about it. Now, looking ahead, Tammy said looking ahead to summer. We're looking ahead to the growing season. What are you going to grow? You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Vera. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Best of luck on your growing season. Sorry, I don't have all the lingo.
You're getting there. You're trying.
I'm working on it.
Also have Mike on the line. Mike, are you there?
Hi, young ladies. How's the trouble, Thelma Louise and the Mean Girls this morning?
Oh, okay.
what are you looking forward to in here during the first month of the year?
January, huh?
Yeah.
But you two girls, stop using the word like.
Oh, that's what you're looking forward to, huh? Changing our speech patterns?
Every time you say the word like, you owe me a dollar.
Oh boy, that's going to get expensive. Yeah. Hey, I didn't sign anything. Our mantra this year is get it in writing.
Or a shot of alcohol at your favorite bar or at the radio station to see how well I last on that one, huh?
Well, it would be a good metric. It would be...
Hey, what's red around or red all over?
Say that again, sorry?
What is red, round, and red all over?
Red, round, and red all over.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm scared.
A hot chili pepper like you, Mama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There it is, Mike. Well, we appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Plant that in your garden. I bet that'll grow with you.
Yeah, that's okay. Now we're talking about other things that we could plant in the garden. Some chili peppers.
I have tried to grow chili pepper, or was it just a pepper? I can't remember. It didn't grow. I was very upset about it. Oh, it was a squash.
It was a squash. The gardeners in the audience are like, those are different things, but They are vegetables?
Yeah, I think they're vegetables. They're like green and generally.
Well, vegetable doesn't mean anything, I learned.
Is it like time?
Let's talk about it.
Oh, this is, I don't know, this might be a conversation for a different day.
I would just say we have a few minutes left if other folks want to call. What are you looking forward to? 503-231-8187. Vegetable, like as a biological category, doesn't mean anything. Like, you know how they're like, oh, tomatoes are fruit. It's like, that's part of it. But if it has, it's like, what is the product of the plant that you're eating? So if you're eating the leaves, it's a vegetable, but you're eating leaves, or you're eating the root, it's not a vegetable. Like, vegetable is a catch-all category that we...
It's like jacuzzi and hot tub. Boom, got him.
I
know what I mean. It's the Kleenex and tissue. I know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. It's just a category. It's just a box that doesn't necessarily... Mm. And, like, we say things are in that box, but are the things in the box related to each other in a meaningful way? No.
They're families, but that's a whole different... But I think that because the different families that they're in also make them a bit more confusing. But we have another caller before we are wrap up.
Yeah. And hey, if you heard us talking about what you're looking forward to and didn't get a chance to call, you can always send us a message on Instagram at The Gap Radio, or you can email us thegapradio@gmail.com. And we would love to share it on the show next week. We love that kind of thing.
And we have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm on my way to work, and I'm looking forward to it. I just think the whole idea of looking forward to something is so positive. But I have a lot of projects at home that I've procrastinated on, just in my mind thinking I'm looking forward to getting things, you know, that done. And I can only control what I can control, and I kind of focus on the work and doing a good job. And maybe it's my age bracket, you know, being 60. I don't know. I know a lot of like people that don't look forward to work, but I do.
I like that. You know, it's a choice. Yeah. It's a choice if you want to look forward to something, you know?
It is a choice. Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a positive. You don't want to look backwards, you know? Just the whole idea of living your life looking forward to something is a positive thing.
I didn't even think that I forgot that looking forward literally also means like looking ahead. Which is, duh, it's that word, but I was just using it as a word as feeling forward, but not looking forward, but literally, which is in the name. So thank you for bringing that up, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. It is a choice. It is a choice to look forward, you know? Whatever you, not to get all woo-woo on you, but whatever you, like, put into existence is how it is, you know? Whatever you prime yourself to believe, I'm looking forward to work today, then your brain will look forward to things at work, you know?
It's like fake it till you make it.
It's a little bit fake it till you make it, you know?
I think that when we... And if we don't have something to look forward to, like make something. You know, well, I'm saying it to myself, you know, like
plan a little something. Yeah, you know,
and it even like getting
yourself a little treat.
Yeah,
it's deep January right now.
It's cold out there.
Yeah,
it's dark. It's cold. You deserve to be nice to yourself.
Yeah, you do, and you deserve to have something to look forward to. Now's a great time to plan it.
Yeah. Know? And I might even try to... No, I'm not going to... Well, I'm going to try to bake something for dinner tonight. Because I said I was looking forward to dinner.
What are you thinking you're going to bake?
Something that's not hard.
What's in your repertoire?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. I'm a cook. I like to cook. I've never...
You're a great
baking
cook,
is scary.
By the way.
Thank you.
For someone who has eaten your food before.
Yeah,
it's
what can
good.
I tell you?
Yeah.
We have about, what, a minute left to the show?
We should maybe
wrap up.
I don't know. But really, if other people do want to... tell us what they're looking forward to, because we love to share. You can send us an email, thegapradio@gmail.com. You can send us an Instagram message @thegapradio. You can send us a postcard or any kind of mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Send it to the KBOO studio and it will get to us.
Yes, and really appreciate all the callers. And I'm always looking forward to hearing from folks, and I'm looking forward to all the programming that we'll have in the upcoming year, and working with you and hearing from the community. And heck yeah. Oh, and the new change in government.
I know. That's what I was about to say. I was like, let me, I have personal plans and
plug
personal,
that in. Plug
you know,
it
things
in.
That I'm going to do. That's really my guiding light right now. With especially with the Dan Ryan stuff and the Sam Adams stuff. It's like,
it's all got an expiration. All good things must come to an end.
Quote unquote good things. Yeah. The time's ticking, folks. You know, that's where we're at. So that's a good thing, especially, you know, there's a lot of bad news out there, but the people have spoken, the people have put good things into action, and we're waiting for them to materialize, and they're on their way.
Here it is. Well, I hope that everyone has a fantastic and safe and healthy weekend. Everyone, hope take care of yourselves and each other, and, you know, stay warm, stay cool.
Stay cool, stay warm, and thank you so much for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m. Next up is Veterans Voice.